Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply concussion treatment. Concussion treatment. Many of us are familiar with concussions. Hopefully you've never had one. It's a brain injury that's caused by a massive, severe blow to the head. We see it oftentimes in sports where players get hit really hard and then they have to miss a few games because they've got this concussion. It happens in car accidents and you name it. There are many different ways that a person can become concussed. And when they do, they've got to go through a series of treatment in order to get their brains right again. My friends and neighbors, there are many in business who suffer from a different type of concussion. It's not their brain that's injured. On the contrary, my friends, it's their minds. They've been hit so many times with negativity and doubt and confusion and frustration. It's left them in a state where they don't operate as effectively as they could. Therefore, one of the keys to becoming a great leader is to master the art of concussion treatment. Don't you realize, my friends and neighbors, that most of the people that you meet will have had an internal concussion? I don't mean a brain injury. I mean a mind injury. You're going to come in contact with people who no longer can remember how excellent they are. They can no longer remember the dreams they had. They're now confused about where they want to go and what they want to do, and they've lost their stomach for the work at hand. And yes, my friends, if we can work with those individuals, turn them around by providing them effective concussion treatment, all we then experience the fruits of our labor. Can I give you just a few of these in our TREAT acronym? The 5 key components for assisting someone that has gone through an internal, what I call them, concussion. They've got a mind injury. The first key component in our TREAT acronym, I have to remember to remain thankful. Yes, my friends and neighbors, nothing will help a person recover from that type of business concussion than thankfulness. I always challenge those around me to list 10 things today they're thankful about. I'll challenge you to do the same. And then tomorrow, list another 10. And the next day, list 10 people you're thankful for. And then the next day, list another 10. On the 5th day, call a few of the people you're thankful for and tell them why. And then also, my friends and neighbors, recite those 10 things you're thankful for. I am convinced that there are more things to be thankful for than to complain about. However, those who are concussed, they don't know this yet. So they've got to be around and understand the value of thankfulness. The first thing we've got to do is teach them how to become thankful. Then we also have to treat them as if we're thankful for them. How do we accomplish this? Tell the people you lead why you are thankful for them. Don't just make the statement. Back the statement up with facts. Because remember, the concussed, those internal concussed, those business leaders who have become concussed, they don't always understand why they're important anymore. And it's important for them not to hear it just one time, but repetitively. To get their minds right, they've got to be in an environment of thankfulness. And the R reminds us of the importance of establishing a routine or a regimen. See, those who have been mentally concussed, they need daily habits and step-by-step instructions. They've taken a hit to their creativity, a hit to their confidence. They need to get back in the groove, but they just don't know how. So you've got to give them an outline, a guide, if you will. You see, what we often do in our organization with Success Training Institute, we give new hires, those new people that are joining our team, what we call a success syllabus. It's a week by week, step by step instructional guide to what they need to do in order to excel. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and the guide helps them a lot because it removes the ambiguity. It takes away the gray area and allows them to then begin to operate. Remember, when a person has a concussion, a physical one, a brain injury, they're suffering from a fog, as it were. They feel like they're living life in a gray area. They wake up in the morning dizzy and nauseous, and it feels as if they're walking in a dream almost. goals. Well, sometimes in business, the same thing happens. If you put a person in an environment and then force them to be creative when they don't even know what steps to begin with, then you're going to place them in a fog. They're going to have too many gray areas, too many questions. Take the questions away. Give them a daily routine, step-by-step instructions for what they need to do. They have it in corporate America. It's called a policy and procedures manual. Some call it an employee handbook. Some call it standard operating procedures. But these step-by-step guides help people advance. That E in our TREAT acronym reminds us of the importance of becoming and remaining eudaimonic. Eudaimonic, my friends, is a fancy word that simply means producing happiness from within in spite of external factors. If you break the word down into its Greek origin, the word literally means good spirit. See, the hurting must know how and see you live above conflict, confusion, criticism, and complaints. We don't eliminate negativity and we don't eliminate evil factors from the world. We simply live above them. That's what it means to be eudaimonic. See, eudaimonic says that I am producing happiness from the inside of me. It's the thing that the concussed have forgotten how to do. So I've got to show them that it's not my external factors that dictate my happiness. It's what's on the inside of me that does it. In fact, I'm producing happiness. I'm making other people smile. I'm making other people's days brighter. Are you doing something to help somebody else's day? Are you doing something to pat them on the back and to lift them up and to make them feel like they can accomplish anything in the world? I've got a friend of mine who's a pastor of a very, very large church in Houston, one of the largest in the country. And he's one of the most positive people I know. He is the epitome of someone who's eudaimonic. He produces happiness from within. Everyone he meets, he smiles at them and shakes their hands, and he communicates something positive about them. And it seems like no matter what they were going through, when he gets through with them, they feel like they're on cloud nine. They can do anything. They're ready to take on the world after just a few brief encounters with this mentor of mine. It's taught me how to do the exact same thing. His ability to become and maintain a spirit of eudaimonia, as it is called, has helped me in becoming eudaimonic as well. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take those concussed members of your team and place them in a state of eudaimonia. How do you do that? First, by becoming eudaimonic yourself, by making sure that you avoid conflict and confusion, criticism and complaints, that you live above the fray. And even if people come around you that are negative, your positivity rubs off on them so much that the negativity goes away. That A in our TREAT acronym. Oh, I want to finish this today, my friends. This is the importance of accompaniment. See, the concussed should never travel alone. A person that has a concussion receives doctor's orders that says they can no longer drive until those symptoms have subsided. By the same token, my friends, when you're dealing with new people on your team that are probably suffering from some history of mental concussions, we want to make sure that we accompany them. We should be on their calls. We should be in their meetings. We should spend time with them in presentations. We should invite them to shadow monitor us and to see what our days look like. Don't leave them by themselves, my friend. That's how accidents become worse, is when you leave those mentally concussed all alone. Don't do it. Last but not least, the T in our TREAT acronym reminds us of the importance of training. Yes, my friends and neighbors, daily doses of professional and personal development is the final step to curing the mentally concussed. They need to hear positive words every day, yes, sir, but they also need to have the ability to get the training that's going to help them succeed. They need to have the professional development, something that can place that constant pep in their step. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and I would say that they need a heavy dose of Simply Success. They need to be able to go online or to hear the podcast and to take notes, and as they grow, they become better, and then they are removed so far from their concussed state that they become normal again. They can dream again. They can envision again because they're learning and advancing and growing and thriving. Listen, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.